Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Goeiemiddag, welkom terug een en almal. Een lekker, lieflike middag hier in die Souterafie. Ja, en die luisteraars is my lekker. En in die atelier, I'm going to greet my guests this afternoon. En hy sê, baie baie shukran aan Boutarashat. Hy weet mos, hy is een man. Hy wil het nie herken nie, maar hy is mos die top DJ hier in die Kaap. En alhamdulillah. En die just Mina, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for us being here, for affording us the time. Alhamdulillah.
Auntie Jasmina, all right?
I'm alhamdulillah on top of the world.
You're right, because ik dog Auntie Jasmina te bietjie boebe gedrink of iets soos daai. Right, then I have with me the cast of the District 6 play, and we're going to have a chat with regard to District 6 to find out. But a reminder to the listeners, Auntie Jasmina is actually a researcher. She's also an author, a writer, and she has this cast, and we're going to chat about the background history that led to this play on District 6. I have with me Clinton. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You can greet the listeners.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Clinton van Harte from Hanover Park.
Okay. Nou, daar is een hele stuk gesê, mense, aan die luisteraars, want het lijkt voor mij, hy wil nou alle tyren. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, too. Talon Fellow from Q-Town.
Yes.
And good afternoon to everyone else, too.
Thank you very much. Then we have on my left-hand side, good afternoon, Lucretia.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Hello, listeners. How are you all?
Oh, lovely. Mense, hulle is so a bietjie senuweeagtig, want is Boutarashat wat hulle aankyk met die binoculars. En dit is natuurlijk Shireen. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Shireen from Innova Park, Shireen Bentham, and a shout out to you all. Hope you have a nice day.
Oh, lovely. Sê vir my, Shireen, ek wonder altyd oor die haai. Is dit omdat die mense, jy kan sê na wingje vir la CGI? Right, nou ja, okay. To the listeners this afternoon, we're looking at roots. We look where we come from, alhamdulillah. There are some, many of us, that's very, very fortunate. But some of others that try to do their best to entertain you. Auntie Jasmina, as a divani, in life you have faced many challenges. And there's also many opportunities. But if we cannot access those opportunities, we do have problems, isn't that so?
Oh, we do, but we don't regard them as problems. Mm-hmm. We regard them as challenges.
Right.
Because just imagine there was no challenges, how bored our lives would have been.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I've done writing, I thought, you know what, you've written this play, you've visualized, you know what you want to see. And I thought, well, why don't you gather a cast together and do the directing? And I've worked with these young people. My cast consists of 10 mm-hmm. young people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been hard working since the day we started. We started on the 1st of August. We started with orientation. And I think it was very important for me to introduce them to District 6. Because they are, as we would say, the born frees, I'd say. So on the 1st of August, I took them through District 6. Because District 6 is now the barren land, and that so few people have returned. And from there, I took them to the home, to the District 6 Museum, which I think is very important to each and every South African to go and visit, because the District 6 Museum is our memory box.
Mm-hmm.
And there is such a lot to learn all the time. If you look for argument's sake, like Zonnebloem used to be a farm state before.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I'm actually very blessed that we got the opportunity to showcase our first show at the Zonnebloem Nest, because it was a farm state before. And Clinton can tell you this has opened up a whole new world for him, because he never knew about District 6.
Yeah, I think the one thing, Auntie Jasmina, that I'd like to touch on, first of all, it is important to the cast and to the panel sitting here to realize that everything when it comes to education, it is what you learn in your daily life. You look at the past, you learn from your parents. Everything is part and parcel of education. And one of the things that I've noticed, especially this morning with the Soweto Marathon, it took place and there was more than 30,000 runners. And the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was marching or running, walking, a brisk walk with him. And therefore, if I look at all these things and I look, and I would like just to highlight something and to say to you, everything that surrounds you. So we look at the past, we look at the present, we look at the future. The moment you join that, you form a partnership. That is so interesting about it. So therefore, I went to a book of a lady more than 90 years old in Dorp Street in Cape Town, Abdia da Costa. And she says on page 31, she says, "Let us join hands in partnership to build a land secure. Let us work in unison for a future bereft of fear. Let us not in haste decide to uproot our heart and soul from a land so rich and promising and a beauty all on its own. Together we dream of a future free of stresses and strains. If we can endure these troubled times and look forward to our gains." I quote a verbatim to say that it is if we look, no matter what our situation at this point in time, we can succeed. Because I believe that the Almighty, right, as we say, some say God, some say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty has granted each and every one of us with a talent. And that is where our roots come from. The roots that we have, that is where we see the possibilities that we can achieve. And that is why you are here today, to inform the youth out there and to tell them that there's many, many opportunities that one that you've got in life, you've got to grasp and take it. Sometimes we can't see the opportunities, and therefore we must try to see what we can do about it. So coming back to Auntie Yasmina, how did you get to these young people, these lovely young souls that we have here with us? How did you manage to get hold of them?
Okay, a young lady by the name of Geraldine, it was very difficult for me at first, because I spoke to a ward counselor in my area. I also spoke to community leaders, and none of them could produce one young person to come on board, and that to me was very sad.
When was this? How many years?
This was now in July, because we started in the middle of July. We started with auditioning. So I physically had to go out to Hanover Park, and that's where I met Clinton. And I met Dean. Unfortunately, you couldn't be here today. I also met Andre there. And from there, we also had two young people. They came for auditioning to the District 6 Homecoming Museum. And then as time progressed, Dean brought two girls, and Clinton also introduced me to two young girls.
Okay.
Yes, so I've been working with them. I could see the talent clearly. Because at the end of the day, we have black diamonds out there. We have, and that is our youth. And we should, as elders and as leaders that has skill, regardless of what your skill is, if you can go out there and make a change in these young people's lives, you will be surprised to see the talent that they have.
They are like rough diamonds.
Oh my God!
They only
need to be polished and nurtured. You cannot explain these young people, because I have 10 of them. Mm-hmm. For argument's sake, about a week or two ago, the August came out there, and they said to me they want to do a little story, and I said to the journalist, "Well, they're going to perform 3 acts for you." And after that, she said to me, but you said they never acted before. I said, well, they've never acted before, but the respect that they have for one another, and I kept on telling them that they are a link. So if one stays absent, we're breaking the link, because one depends on the other. And I also said to them, it's very important that you put yourself into that character. Mm-hmm. Be that person. Mm-hmm. If you are Zainab, you act Zain, you act the part. Mm-hmm. If you are Toy, you're selling the fish, you act the fisherman.
So, Jan van Leeuwen Koopvis?
Yes, we have a vanchi. Was it a vanchi? Mm-hmm. Shame, my poor husband is busy making the vanchi now.
Yes.
So, we're going to have the vanchi that they used to have back in District 6. We're going to come on stage with this little wagon, and we're going to be selling fish to Mavis and to June.
Right. Now, just to cut in there and to butt in before we go any further, beloved listeners, the WhatsApp line in the studio 072-380-712. Ek dink Antie Jasmina te veel gegaan om daai. Dat is een expert carpenter wat na jou kyk. Jy hoef nie nog veel te gegaan het. Die man kan waantjes en alles maak. Tot TV. You know the TV box and things like it? Hy sit net op die ander kant van hy glaskas. So Antie Jasmina, as jy hulp nodig het, die een ding hiervan sen van die kap, hulle kan nie sê nie. So you just approach that person. But before we going any further, beloved listeners, I'm going to play something. I'm going to ask the technician just to play some music. Inshallah, you listen to it, and I think this is to everybody with regard to mahabba.
I long for a world so pure and free. I wish for others all I'd wish for me, to live right, avoiding what is wrong, and focus every day on the ultimate goal forever. What's in my heart is all of the love from Allah. True love, it's a gift I will never let go of. True love, I will give my body and soul. True love, every day in my heart I feel it grow with true love. Oh, oh, true love, love, love.
I give you my Zain, true love, do enjoy.
I'll extend my hand, give my all and do whatever I can for a good life of joy and happiness. Everything I do, I'll start in His name forever. What's in my heart is all of the love.
Yeah, Nilestras, if we look at true love, we listen to true love of Meir Zain, and what is so important is I base this on the value of truthfulness. And this comes from, if I look and listen to what Auntie Jasmina said to me, to all the four of you, that is all about true love. She loves you. She'll do anything to see you, sir, because you are truly her children. And that is it. It doesn't take a biological link to link you, and that is what it's with that experience that she gives to you. You take it out to the world out there, and that is where you help others again, because we do have a problem with substance abuse today. We have a problem with gangsterism, but if it comes from somebody, I mean, the worst thing that can happen here is if you hurt her. She's totally defenseless because of that love, mahabba in Arabic, right? She can't defend herself. So all that you can do to succeed is to show her not only that you're grateful, but to achieve out there. And that is what she wants. Do you agree with me,
Yes, certainly. And I mean, like, opportunities will present themselves in different ways.
Yes.
And I mean, like, for myself as a young person, growing up in Hannover Park, also with the violence in the area, I mean, it's important for young people also to grab whatever opportunity there is, because it will always open other doors also for you.
Yeah, that is true. And Lucretia, how do you feel? I mean, developing a skill. So what of you? Why did Auntie Jasmina encourage you in that direction also?
Yeah, she definitely did. She told me also. She told me that when we are at Baxter Theatre, then I can sell the jewelry design that I'm doing.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm very grateful for her, because it's not by chance that she came into my life, because it's only by God's grace, and for that I'm forever grateful.
Yes, I think one needs those opportunities, and as you said, it doesn't come easy. If you look at what happened at our labs, for example, in Bridgetown, and this is what we need. We go back to our roots, and this is where Auntie Jasmine comes from, because she was taught by her parents in turn again that you serve the community, you give what you have, the talent that the Almighty has granted you, you don't keep it to yourself, you share because you care, right? You share because you care. That is what you do. And this is, I think, Auntie Jasmina, that is where you started over them. Isn't that so?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The thing is, our young people, they need guidance all the time. I know life is about choices, mm-hmm. but sometimes young people come from disadvantaged families, sometimes from dysfunctional families. So it is up to us to make that change in these young people's lives, because they need help all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we say life is about choices, but we are here to guide these young people.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me such pleasure. We started, look, I said to them, look, we're going to, our breakfast is peanut butter and jam.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that I have that every day. I run to the shop in the afternoon, besides preparing whatever I must for the next day. I make sure that the peanut butter, the jam, the milk, the sugar is there. That is breakfast. And then lunch, like today, I'm cooking chicken curry. So we'll be having chicken curry and roti tomorrow. And then the next day, I'll be making tuna sandwiches or egg and mayonnaise. And then Abasi, and Over Street, he supplies us with pennies. So on a Wednesday.
Do you still have Abasi?
Oh, yes, the son.
Ashraf
Ashraf is in Coronation Street. But Ashraf, there's photographs that I've taken that we're going to be putting on one of our posters.
Yeah.
Ashraf used to serve in the butcher in Hanover Street.
Yeah.
So he's now based in Coronation Street, and the shame, the man has offered. The man is giving us pennies every Wednesday. So we're having pennies with the acha.
The acha daitia.
So we introduce him to acha daitia as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I give them a stipend. So they have a little breakfast, they perform, and then we have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have kitchen duty.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, perform again. And then they go home. So they basically with me 3 days a week,
right.
For about four to 4.5 hours. But
we talk to a survive of penny balloonies. See, you survive of penny balloonies. Now, at least a little bit of kracht oor, Auntie Jasmina. Can we see eerst een van die acts net so begin?
Oh, yes,
at we us can. Kijk waar hulle, and then yes, hoor ons yes. Of hulle talent het,
okay.
Of wat hulle daar so.
Okay.
Because it comes from their roots, van hulle opas en omas.
Omas, right.
En ek is sieke, ons gaan nou een bietje oor hulle omas en opas praat.
Right.
En soos hulle weet, ons sê natuurlijk, Lucretia, jy, you know, the the terms that they used to use in the olden times? Did Auntie Jasmina teach you some of it?
What is a tavertje?
She said, This is where we come from. This is where we come from. Unnecessary means, nay, what a jackala po is di. Now, what a jackala po? Say that now, we have an itch one lit gesee. To say it for you, away, my sister. What's here in Oma? Right? No. Is that in your tal wat in district 6 gebruik het?
No.
Nay, oh, there she's got me. What a thing, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Just district 6 people had a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes they would slip and use the terms. Dean is very fond of using some word, but then I correct him. I say, no, those are not the terms that we use back in industry. We were very respectful. We even talk about the respectful scholars because they were the smart dressed guys.
They were very
respectful. And I mean, they see you coming along. I mean, especially old people, they would be rolling the dice there or maybe indulge in cannabis, but then gaan die cannabis weg, die dice gaan weg, because here's this old person coming along, so they will go and carry your bag. So this is the respect.
Yeah, but now the problem is, I mean, you're the cost. You want to get somewhere, Shireen. Instead of when going back to Hanover Park, because that is where a lot of people came from, District 6 to Hanover Park. So dan vraag vir auntie, right? Ek vraag vir die neighbor, en hulle vertel ons, and now we get a bigger picture, not only Auntie Jasmine, right? Maar nou hoor ek 'n ander soort tamaletje hierso. Right? Those were the times when we used to have beautiful games. We played games with the result. Kijk, ek is nou 39 years old. Ek het vir maandag, het ek net so'n bokklappetjie so nou gaan koop. Is mys Guy Fawkes morgen?
Yes.
Ja, is Guy Fawkes?
Yes.
Ja, nou, ek het nou vir my een boks van die klappetjies gaan koop. Maar ons het hier die honnesie gemaakt met die goed, nie?
No.
Ja, ek het die dingetje, ek weet nie of jy het gesien het, Lekriesje. Man, is soos een sterrekie. Oh. Jy hou so, en dan stik jy het aan, en dan staan jy, dan maak jy net so die heel tyd. Nou, ek het een klomp van die vir my gekoop. Dink jy is een goeie, because elke in Hanover Park, jy hoor nie bombs wat af. Is die gunshots, nie? What you tell me? Do you know what's a klappertje?
Yes, I do.
What is it? Nou, op so Engels praat, man. Jy kan ons nou bietjie Engels praat. Ja, nou, wat is 'n klappertjie?
'N klappertjie is something that goes off. Yes, you've used your lighter.
Mel cut it off.
Bang.
It's round. Some is red, some is black. So you can just light
ek
it.
Ek kan dan een wat blou is. Ek kan een. Auntie Jasmine help toch vir hulle. Wie het hulle ooit van Guy Fawkes? Wie het hulle wat? Do you know what a kite looks like? Have you ever seen a kite?
Yes.
Is een van julle kite gespeel?
Yes.
Het julle gemaak 'n kite?
Het julle kite? Ja, okay. Nee, jy is in die klaskamer nie. Jy stiek jou hand hier. Okay, tell me. Gebruik die daar so. Het jy 'n kite gemaak al?
In grade 2, yes.
Yeah.
I made a kite with a dragon and red and black in and all that for a project of mine.
Nee, man, your party, you help. project. Die pas help ons die kinders met die project.
Dit is die alleen.
I had to, basically most of the work on my own. You just had to do some my
so what was about what did you use for the what did you use for the kite? Let's hear.
I actually used a thin bamboo sticks.
There you are. Now we take the fatality link.
With plastic and rope. Mm-hmm. Thin rope. To make the kite, and I thought to myself, no, I'm not gonna go with a normal plain one. I'm gonna put a picture in there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't put a picture on with my face in, so I had to come up with the idea to put
a mense skrik as hulle jou gesig sien.
Yes, I did actually.
Okay, right. So, Auntie Jasmine, gaan ons luister gou na hulle, dat hulle een na, so dat kyk ons nou, wie gaan nou wat, wat gaan hulle nou maak? Gaan hulle kriesje?
Ek
wil nog een tamaletje oplos van jou. Een tamaletje het hy dennebol petition. Right, okay. Nee, jy gaan nie nou nie, jy gaan net een beetje praat, dat is gou. Wat is jou deel? Wie is jy in die showen?
Okay. So, ek is June.
Right.
I have an abusive husband.
Okay.
And he's an alcoholic.
Foi toch.
Yeah. And they moved us to Adobe Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, ek gaan dit een stukje sê wat ek sê.
Yeah.
My man nou dronk vir een huisko.
Yeah.
Maar ek nou besig is om my tomatikos te maak.
Okay.
Want hy is sy favorite.
Okay.
Koos wat hy.
Right.
Tamati brede. So dis nou een stukkie wat ek nou net gaan mention is, oei, Anna, I might as well prepare myself for another hiding tonight. Van die paraffin en syke is op.
Is dat al?
Nee, is nog langer, wat ek dink, hy is al.
Is hy al, so die paraffin en die syke is op?
Ja, van my man genereer, reedig van my geelie, van hy drang al die geel uit. Ek heb vir die nuwe geel, a bietjie,
bietjie syke en goed is gaat haal nie, so you think that is what took place in the street?
Yes, I definitely do. And it's still happening in...
Het jy vir mense uitgevind of het gebeur?
Nee, ek weet, ek geloof aan die Jasmine. Omdat
jy moet oppas aan die Jasmine, kan enig iets vir verkeerd sê, dan geloof jy nog. Ja, and what about you? Let's hear something from you, Shireen.
Oh, ek speel Mavis as Poolse vrou. Mm-hmm. En die, hy is ook, Paul is ook, meneer.
Mm-hmm.
En ons ook Masters Hendricks, like Joonse ma.
Mm-hmm. Woon jylle langs mekaar in District 6?
Nee, ons woon nie langs mekaar.
Waar woon jylle in die bos? Waar woon jylle?
Ons woon like by Hanover Park.
Okay, Hanover Park, right, okay.
Nou, Janus, dat jy sê wat ek, like, wat sy uit, wat Joon, uitgegooi geworden, die Tom, waar Tom van haar zo geslaan, toen kom ze terug zijn, toen kom ze terug naar haar ouders toe.
Right.
En ik heb haar gevraagd, what are you doing out this hour of the night? Let me guess, die dronk lap Tom alweer na.
Oh, dis het, soos een hele story. Nou, wie is Tom nie, so wat die is het?
Tom is hier nie.
So Tom is hier nie. Okay, wat is jouw rol, as ik mag vragen?
My, I play the role of Bobby, but my main role is Paul with Mavis.
Okay, now who's Mavis?
Ik is Mavis.
So says Mavis, okay, yes. So what do you, what is your role then?
My main role is Paul, so Paul and Mavis, we are together, we are husband and wife, and basically, just to give you a little bit of one of... Of Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, of Bobby. Bobby's actually he's like the owner of the house where normally the guys would come, they would sit and play cards and normally play together.
Mm-hmm.
So Bobby basically, just to give you a line, hey Owens, een van julle maaksel sal weer by die deur, dit moet inkry. En dan gaan hy na die deur toe en dan maak hy op. Hy sê, oh Ishmael son, wait right here, I will go call your papa. And mm-hmm. then I would go to Chicken and tell Chicken, hey Chicken, your child is waiting downstairs, this must end. You better leave right away.
Okay, so Jason, nou erg, en wat rol speel jy? Wat sê nou, Tyron?
Tyron.
Tyron, yes.
I play Ahmad.
Is it Ahmad? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Is it Kofia Chico?
Unfortunately, I don't. Okay. Because there's certain roles that I have to do do a lot of actions in, you know, that stuff.
Oh, can I fall you for your right, okay, right. Voordat ons luister na jou, come, let us go for a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll carry on with it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh aan die luisteraars. Ek is saam met Auntie Jasmine en lede van haar cast vanmiddag. En ons gesels 'n bietjie, ons gaan nou sommer lekker uitpleis die storie van die Tamaleki en die storie van die Lalimala en die storie van before I carry on, Auntie Jasmine, they keep on saying that they in Hanover Park. Mm-hmm. And the District 6. Why not?
Okay. The story, look, it's not a musical play.
Yes.
Right? The play is about life in District 6. So we're touching up on we first start the play where children, look, District 6 used to echo with the laughter of children playing in the street.
Right.
If I think of myself, I used to play all types of games. And in
like
the,
what?
I played Kennedy, I played football, I played rugby, I played cricket.
Yeah, what about Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms I played.
So you were a tomboy.
I was a tomboy, yes. Okay. Because it was very, I think I was the only girl that played with the boys in the street, because there was hardly any girls in our street.
Uh-huh.
So, and they actually used to fight because this one
the boys
to be
fight on, over you.
Yes, lovely.
No, that was romantic.
No, listen to me. In a sense that the one said, we want her on our side. Because I was very quick. I was actually a fast runner. And the other would say, I want her on my side.
Right. Okay.
So we started the play with children playing in the street.
Right.
Cowfooter. Called Brookie. Uh-huh. Sweat the cheese on. Four of them were she's one of the girls, Mavis. So they're playing Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
They're playing five stones.
Uh-huh.
They play blockies and they play ball.
Uh-huh.
Then the Adhan echoes and then everyone runs inside.
Right.
Used to be in District 6.
Yeah, that was the Amal, Muslim, non Muslim.
The Bilal is Adhan, and then everybody runs inside.
Yeah.
So then the one boy, he latches onto his mother and he says, he's curious about this, and he says, Mother, Mama, but why is it that the Christian children also run inside? So mm-hmm. she says, this is in respect uh-huh. of the Muslims, uh-huh. and we respect their religion as well. Because in District 6, we are one human race.
And teachers mean, was it so formal?
Hey?
Was it that as they nie ingaan nie, dan gaan jy chivas? You said you're writing a play. Where did you say in the toilet? What about jamang?
The jamang.
No, the jamang.
Look, there's also one act. In the play,
uh-huh.
where Toya says he's going to bed now, and then he turns around and he tells Zainab, Muni fakhit di pipoti. And so he said,
I know the so blay, Auntie, you're breaking the verkeerde term, Danny.
Peepot, wat gaat in die jamang gebruik?
So, die peepot was in die huis gewees, in die kamer.
Die peepot had ingekom elke aand. Die peepot was gaan onder die kooi. Die peepot was onder die kooi gaan.
Nou, kooi.
Die kooi.
Onder die kooi.
Ons het gesê die kooi. Ons het gesê die beddie.
Oh, you didn't say the bed.
No, we said die kooi. Het was onder die kooi.
Nee. Weet daar, Rashad, dat is nog weer difficult. Hy wil moeilijkheid maak. Daarom wil ek jy sê nie. Nee, was het hier paraffin blik of so, man?
Nee, het was, ek kon nou die peepot, ons het een peepot gegeven.
Maar hulle kreesje, as hulle kyk, allemaal het moest gaan was by die washuis.
Nee, die oosine.
Nee, maar hulle kreesje sê haar het toegestaan.
Net my boeja het na die washuis toe.
Okay.
En Omi en Osi het gewas in die jamang.
Ja.
Nee, was aan ons het waar was die jamang?
Die jamang was buitenkant geweest.
En waar was die vijieboom geweest?
Nee, die vijieboom was op buitenkant geweest.
Ja.
En dan het jy gevat twee emmers. Bakkame toe.
Ja.
De boeia kom, maar trek boeia die kaparangs aan.
Allah, nou praat ons district 6 anti-jasmina, man.
En ja. ons het een paar kaparangs.
Nog altijd?
Ons het een paar kaparangs.
Jamang. Ons is besig by die jamang.
Okay.
Lakrisha, luister nou mooi.
Dan vat jy twee emmers saam met jou.
Ja, okay.
Die een emmer moet mooi toegemaak word, because daar is mos nou die water wat jy oog en jou klare was het met die een emmer.
Ja, nou was die skippertje.
Die skippertje is mos ook daar boel op die emmer, wat jy nou gister het, wat jy nou lekker gaat afrins.
Ja, right.
En dan as jy klaar is daar so, nou droeg jy lekker af, jy trek jy sommer aan, nou is jy ready. Dan het ons gehet, die pampie, ons het die toiletpijp
machine.
Die pampie, ons het die pampie.
Auntie Jasmine, jy is op een public platform, jy praat nou van toiletpijp.
Maar kyk, ons praat ons nou die waarheid, tyd het was dan nie gewies toiletpijp nie. Ons het korantpampie gevat, dan snu ons het af in lekker blokjes.
Nou
maak ons een lekker gatje radie, dan ga die touwtje radie, nou hou het in die jamang, right?
Ja,
en dan,
okay.
Ek kan maar sê stinja, ne?
Stinja, ja.
Dan
kan jy
veel lekker gestinja, dat trek jy so maar ek so lekker af, en dan maak jy veel skoon.
Oh,
right? Dan het ons het nie gehad.
Kijk hoe skam goed lakriesje is.
Oh no, I'm proud. I'm proud of my roots. I'm proud where I come from.
Uh-huh.
If you know what, and that was the word.
Wat is Boeia se naam?
Boeia was gewis, Amin, maar Boeia het een bijnaam gehad.
Wat was sy bijnaam?
Boeia was Kalili.
Kalili, eina. Nou, wie was Kalili? Het die vrouw in Sakili?
Nee. Kalili, ja. Dat was gewis groot Kalili, en dat was klein Kalili.
Nou, wat was groot Kalili?
My pa Kalili. Was gewis groot Kalili. Groot Kalili.
Okay.
En my anke was gewis klein Kalili. Nou, my anke was a fancy dress man.
Onthou net, nou. Ja, kijk, hy het mos adret gelik, want Ibrahim luister.
Ja, okay.
Nou, Ibrahim het lang gewoon, hy is geboor in district 6.
Wacht, maar
nou,
Dan, my pa, kijk, die tijd, was hy nie gewees, horse racing, en dan was hy gaan lotto in die wat leed. Nou, het hy gaat biljetklap toe. My pa het
biljetklap toe gegaan.
Ja, dan gaat my spa speel.
Ja, Antie, I just mean, voor jy toch laat die dooie rustig
Nee. It was honest. Nou sê mama.
Ja.
Nou sê oomie.
Oomie of mama?
Mama. Boeia is nog nie huis. By die huis.
No.
Gaan biljetklap toe.
Ja. Dan was Hatta daar? Wie was Oogtie?
Hatta was daar gewees.
Were you Titi?
I was the middle one.
The middle one.
Ja,
maar
ons het geet Gala. Ons het geet Oogtie en Amal die.
Ja, right.
En het was gewees Tramakasi. En het was gewees Kanala. En ja, daar is die term wat ons gebruik het. En het was Labarang geweest.
Ja.
Anyway, nou gaan ek, nou kom Boeia, nou sê Boeia, hier is, en die is in my play, because it's my memory.
Ja, okay. Your memory box.
Ja, hier is Olap, sê vir mama, ek is nie hier nie. Dan gaan ek. Nou kom ek by huis.
Olap?
Ja, nou
so
sê.
So wat was die tikkie?
Die Olap was moest geweest meer as die tikkie.
Nee,
ja, die Olap was meer as die tikkie.
De sisse lap, die Olap, die ervaring was die
sorry,
die minste.
Die Olap was die minste, gewis die tikkie was meer een maag geduid.
Die tikkie, ja, 2.5 cents.
Ja,
2.5 cents,
jy raad, dat was die 6 cents gewis.
Was 12 cents?
Ja.
6 cents?
Was gewis, 10 cents of 5 cents.
Ja, en nou, dan kijk op my kleila, allemaal nou oor die geld.
Papa, okay. Nou kom ek by die huis, nou vra mama, waar is Boeia?
Ja.
Boeia het gesê, ek moet sê, is die daar nie.
Okay. Hi.
Nou, hoe kan ek nou so
hi, gaan sê? Just mean it,
maar dan, ek sê wat Boeia gesê, sê van mama, ek is hier nie.
Hola,
then I go and vertel exactly.
Dat is een beetje schaamig geweest.
Nee.
Het Boeia so gesê gehad, kijk, dat is die ambachtsmanne moes, ne? Dat hulle moes van Mrs. Parlieke die reis weggeneem. Nou, ek wil maar nie weet, Boeia se strikke.
Nee, Boeia was een baie goeie man, Boeia gewek in die doks.
In die doks?
Boeia was een stekker drijver.
Oh, okay, right, let's go from there. Ja, en dat is mini-race. Ja, dat is mini-race geweest. Ja, right, en dan? En wat about die peanut butter voor hy die
Maar hou hy, nou is die mama van my zondag.
Verslikkies.
Zondag, as hy mama van my.
Ja, gaat trap.
Mama sê van my, gaat koop Parishap Duran Koljana, want sy gaat 3 jaar nie maak. Want sy het altijd geskroei. Nou, ek is maar nou hier so 6, 7, wat weet ek van Parishap Duran Koljana? Nou, al loop ek uit by die huis, Parishap Duran Koljana. Maar by die tijd, as ek kom by Abba, dan weet ek nie wat ek moet koop.
Really down memory line, 445 for you.
Dan sê,
6535, 6 pins was 6 pennies geweest.
There we go. Dan sê Abba vir my, as sê ek, Abba, my ma gaat
you said Abba. Where does it come
Abba was geweest, die wie? Indian guy. Ons het gesê Abba.
Dus dat zag nou moet ja, ja, ja. Die mensen hulle lichte, ja.
Ons het gesê Abba.
Abba, ja.
Abba. Dan sê Abba, my ma gaat maak Priyani. Ik weet, is drie spices.
Priyani, Priyani, Priyani.
Sy gaat, sy smoor het in die pan.
Ah.
As sy, Parishap Duran Koljana. Van die dag af, hoef ek te gewaar, sê mama net, Parishap Duran Koljana.
So your name just mean us now, Parishap Duran Koljana. Okay, right, carry on. Right.
En dan onhou ek ook, my boeja, my mami het Islam geen prijs van my boeja.
Oh, mashallah, lovely.
So, when my Aunt Catherine passed on, toe wat die kinders, er was 4 van hulle toe, my eerst my granny was die custodians, en wat sy aunt passed toe, wat my mami die custodians. My mami het gekook exactly die same meal wat sy gekoek het vir ons het, as het gewies het, labarang vir Christmas vir hulle.
Oh, okay, wat daar die gesintheid.
Ja, my daddy het aangesit.
Luister nou mooi.
My daddy het dan aangesit die gramophone. Dan speel hy most beautiful.
Het die hele gramophone gaan?
Gramophone. Dan het Boeja die Christmas tree gedekoreerd.
Een Christmas tree?
Wat het die
nou, wat het julle gesang?
Nee, hoor, goeie, die was ons Christenkindertjes geweest. Was ja? My cousins, was aan Kathleen's kinders.
Oh, Auntie
Kathleen.
Daar kon die bizagheid in
there
nou
uit. There you go. So, no, hulle het die kinders getreed asof hulle eie kinders geweest het, right?
Ja.
Dan, wat was special geweest, was die Christmas pudding.
Die pudding,
wat,
ja.
Die pudding met die tikkies
aan. Nou, wat was oor die Christmas pudding? I want to catch you now.
Okay. Mama het gevat altijd die linnen.
Die
right?
So say, carry on. Okay. Ah, say no vitos,
maar
ja.
Maar wat was die beauty geweest daarvan?
Ja,
die beauty.
Ja, die beauty.
Papa, ons het gestaan in een lijn, daar vat papa vir elke een op sy voete.
Ah,
en no wall,
really?
Say, man.
Wat is die song?
Man, ek kan nou, my ma se vriend was Mario Lanza.
Wat is jy nou van Maria?
Moet nie van my vragen, ek was een kind. Ek kan jou nou nie, want ek weet, my mami het geluister na beautiful classical music.
Right. Okay.
Hulle
was nogal classical,
nee, hulle was. Nou, ek sal like, om as ons al aan my vergin,
inshallah.
I would like to write, kijk, districts, ek sal baie Romeo and Juliet's gehad.
Okay.
The way the two of them met was so profound.
How romantic.
Man, I'm telling you.
Please, my darling, just tell me.
Hulle was gewees ballroom dancers.
Ja, daar is die waarheid. Ga, daar kom het nou.
Ballroom dancers, right?
Yes.
En hy het van
wat was haar jong meisie na?
Sy was gewees Myna. Sy was Myna. Sy was Christ Myna.
Oh, and he fell in love on the dance floor.
Yes, en toe gooi nog af haar met een mango skull. En, maar sy voel het, because die dance was
so was het die please release
no,
me of so,
no, no,
wat
no.
Hulle speel het
man, hulle het gedans, maar toen dink die man, maar die goes moet ek vanavond kry, man.
Hey, wat hoe kan die goes, wat is die, nee, auntie, wat is die goes?
Hy moet die meisie
kry. Gans?
Hy moet die, kijk, hulle moet die huisie tin wil gebruik het.
Ja.
Hy moet die meisie kry.
Nee, gibbers nie, my gibbers nie.
My gibbers ook, ja.
As hy gibbers moest gewees,
but
ja.
But anyway, hy moet die girlie kry.
Oh, we're getting
en
romantic man, this afternoon.
En hy gaat na haar toe.
Hy gaat na haar toe. Hy gaat na haar toe.
Hy gaat na
haar
toe. Ons het zo gepraat. Hy gaat na haar toe.
Ja.
Sy moest nou die rapper aan skip.
Oh, het sy meeste van die ingaan ingehaad.
Ja, sy het aangeheed. Sy ik was baie mooi gebouw geweest. Anyway.
Allah, daar kon die secrets uit. So, wie had die lab met die vieger geval?
Ja, en boeja, en die vrou so.
Kijk hoe lekker kreeg die brein die kan. Hy kan hier stil sit nie.
En boeja, het was so sikke exciting, laat hy vir oomie genadje het by die bouw. Daar kon die bouw af, en oomie staan oor die stiffening.
Maar was hy nie pantyhose of so aan nie? Het hulle kickloves gehad?
Nee, Omi het gelijk haar heilskoene.
Ja, die was surprising. Hulle het maar hy hoek.
En sy kyk om aan en sy vat die skirt en sy rap en sy haal op uit.
Ja.
Hy haal op achter en hy apologize.
Beautiful, carry on.
They became best friends.
My father.
They became best friends.
Right.
They became lovers.
Okay.
He proposed to her and they drove in a horse and carriage. And that's how
I want to hear. Tell me, no, that's beautiful because, I mean, look at your eyes. At blind school, auntie just mean.
Of course, I'm talking about my parents.
Your parents,
my beautiful parents.
How beautiful you love, really. That's beautiful.
Really.
And it's fun ballroom. Ek dog Bea was elke aan en hy gaat dat. Nou hoe ek Bea had billets gespeeld.
Nee, had billets gespeeld. But he was the most perfect role model.
Na?
Hy was baie strict.
Baie strict aangetrek.
Very strict. Very strict. Maghrib. Jy kan nie nog buite kan speel nie.
Right.
He was very strict. He reared us very strictly.
Okay.
Die God van wat hy gedoen het in die billet, that was it. But he was a very strict father and he said good rules for us.
Okay.
And I mean, I can only thank my mother and my father, so I am Amin Sali and Fawzia Sali's daughter.
Mashallah, daar is bizarheid uit. And the Christmas pudding I like, but I like was, and especially to them, was the relationship between the people.
Between the people, there was no such thing as old age homes. Parents used to live with the children. They look, sometimes four children was married in one home. There wasn't such thing as I want to go on my own. No, no partition up, and everyone lives in that house. The coal stove used to be the gathering of families.
Lovely.
There's another story on a Sunday. Sunday of Sunday morning, it was Kusistas. That was a norm in
the
street.
So the munchies.
Yeah. Nie ons het gestaan in die lyn. Bought and no creos is the cusistas and I pasala.
No, what a licorice JVT, what's pasala? Nay, when you cop suck, nanny, what is pasala?
It was extra for system was there.
Oh, lovely.
And we have that in the play as well. So this is about memory.
Memory. Go down memory lane. Let's hear, my dear.
No, loop ons gauw. Hy is toe nou. Het ons gauw. Hy een kusiste, want ons wil nog twee bij. Hy is dit. Mama het nooit gewiet.
Waar was Gala?
Gala was maar gewiet. Kijk,
Gala's auntie moes.
Gala's auntie,
ja. Gala. Okay.
Gala was nie saam met ons wat mama en Boeja nou getrouwd die, but before that het ons geheet, but ek meen ons het baie respect geheet vir ons galas en ons boetas en but coming back to the kusies today.
Assalamu alaikum from 1790, I hear about ballroom. Maybe was a ballroom king to head his ballroom school in Joburg to daar kon al die mense hulle gewalle nou hier. Allemaal zijn alle gewallen kon nou hier uit. Kijk hoe lekker lachen die just mean. Vertel hij zo'n lekker.
It's beautiful, man. You know, it's beautiful. You know, District 6 was our existence. It was our fairyland. It was
this
everything
to us, this is where they miss it when they
man.
Make a film.
Yes.
They cannot capture the essence, that.
The essence of District 6. Man, I'm telling you.
Right.
It was the most beautiful. And I'll say it 1,000 times. There will never come a community like the people in District 6. JT Saikini, right? They can not eat. Auntie Sheila, ek maak hier suiker, daar kom die suiker oor. But coming back to the kusiste story.
So waar was jou bridskamer? Ek wil net, ek is net...
Nee, ek het in Hanover Park getrouw.
In Hanover Park?
In Hanover Park,
Mera Shuttle is separate in hem. Hy het in Black River getrouw. Hy sê vir my, die, you know, nou moet ek in Butanomi Kloon Bishop's Court getrouw. So, ek wil net wie daar so. We'll come to Hanover Park.
Okay.
But I want to go to the romantic side.
Yes.
And so, we are baie lief aan gewees.
Yes. Boeja het vir om sy het gedra die minkcoats, ne? Minkcoats het hy
gedra.
Nee, dan het hulle gee die, ek meen, we talk about crystal now, hulle het gee die crystal chandeliers.
Richtig?
Yes, they did.
Was Bea, waar het Bea aan geweest? Of jy in die doksie?
Nee, Boeja, Voor die het Boeja wil school gegaan het. Toe sê, my oma was moet jy Gajija Hoenis.
Moet jy Gajija
Hoenis van Hoesley Straat.
Van Hoesley Straat, Gajija Hoenis.
Ja, okay. Toe sê sy, okay.
There's a caller on the line, Voice of the Cape, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jasmine and Buta Dani, Syria, Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks goes to Allah for the opportunity to listen and to talk and to interact. And no other lifestyle of the cyberspace will be accepted except the lifestyle of Abu Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Jasmine, go for it, girl. Give it all from Amalek District 6 and give it a right story to tell. But ek will go to the to say, you know, after me. Can you know,
Jasmine, it's a one after Buta Muhammad.
Yeah, to us can give it.
No, did you do that to this lovely man? Why did you put the dog in low on that?
No.
My phone cut off. I have a lovely program, Jasmine. I'm listening to you.
Jasmine, they're listening to you.
Salam,
very romantic for Marach. Please release me, let me go. Ja, nee, ons gaat hem gooi. Olaf was een waanzin. Ons gaan niet nou, nee, gaan gewoon niet. Hoe kan Buta Muhammad is zo'n goeie man? Hij was een lastig geit, hij Nee? Ja.
Buta Muhammad heeft altijd gekomen. Hij heeft gebleven in Mackenzie Straat.
So you know the guy?
Yes, we grew up together. And we do projects at the museum as well.
Okay.
So, as children, hij moest gedragen.
Hier komt die nou.
Hij gedragen een lekker faal broekje en hij moest gedragen die kruisbanne.
Hij
gedragen meer die kruisbanne.
Nee, kruisbanne niet. Oké, laat ons hoor.
Dan het hy altyd verby ons huis gekom en dan lol ek met hom.
Hi, hoe meen was anti-Jasmine al in love
ek,
out on
no, no, hom? Ek terg hom.
So het hy jamens kon ook gaan?
Nee, kaalpoetjes. Dan terg ek vir hom. En toe, een dag, toe gaan ek op Mackenzie, op Kanonstraat. Toe het ek my sisters een baby op die arm.
Right.
En hy wil vraag, tyd het, dus moes ek die bladsakke hond met die groot gezagde.
Ja.
Hy wil hy vraag, die waar die hond achter my sit. Nou, ek het gehoord in die DK territory. Most respectful people.
Nou, auntie Jasmine is a gangster. A DK. Wai, korie history uit. Auntie Jasmine, nou kom nou. En toe die arme Buta Muhammad.
Toe sê hulle, maar Jacob was nog nooit die hond achter die kan sit, die kan blijn ons territory, en toe wil hulle vir hom.
Toe, hulle het hom gewerk.
Hulle het hom net een paar skit begin, daar moet hy weggehaal.
Toe halop hy,
kom hier, loop ek met die kan, en hier sit die hond achter my.
Die pabroek wat hy is, nou ek begin met Benjamin, is een pabroek. You know, auntie, just mean you telling, bring out, because hy het vir my gesê, hy het altyd gestaan by die venster van die klaskamer. As die meisies Pietie gedoen het,
hulle
het mos hy navy blue.
Ja,
hulle het mos eie mooi shorts gedra by die vrou van die vertel vir my hoe die story gewek met die Pietie en die tyd en die dae en dit is my.
Man, die Pietie was fantastic gewees, ne? En as jy nie het jou Pietie klere dat jy dan moet jy een kan sit. Maar nou as ek nog had sê ons het geet die navy blue bloemse. Hy het wat ons gedraad het.
Oh,
hy was ons
okay.
Hele Pietie broeke gewees. Die wit shorts het maar later aangekom.
Ja.
Maar ons het elke dag Pietie het. En kyk, as jy nou vandag, kyk, ons het geet een Pietie teacher. Ons het geet a music teacher. Ons het geet een guidance teacher. Dan het ons eie teacher gehad. Sjy, my arme teachers vandag moet allemaal die doen. So
beloved
very
listener of 0115, we're at least bringing the story to you. So be patient if you don't mind. Shukran. Right.
Okay, let me go to the Kusista story again.
Yeah.
Now, District 6, people used to cook on a Sunday. It was Briani, it was gewis, there was Kerry, and the Bridie was there.
The Bridie
Muda gewis.
Right, carry
then
on,
was
yeah.
The roast beef, it was gewis, that had a lekker stuk silver side, of top side.
Was it by a deer?
No, meat. We grew up with meat every day. En as die mens gekoop het biene, hulle gesê rombiene.
Rombiene, ja.
Maar die biene was klomp vlees aan. En dan het jy gekry die
was die kaalbiene nie?
Nee, het was die kaalbiene. Dat was die gevoel het rombiene. Daar was die murg ook moest daarin, maar die mens is so lekker uitgesuig het.
Right.
Die mens het geëet verskoppe. Viskoppe.
Sherine,
Viskoppe het hulle geëet. Daar is waar die mense geëet het. And it was delectable because it was meaty.
Okay.
And I will always say, we grew up in the best of times because everything animals grazed naturally. There was no preservative added to anything.
Wat about hele skaapkop ook gehad?
Skaapkop? Ja. Engelse hoene. Biestekop?
Ja.
En kijk, my oma het gebruik met hoenes, ne? She only sold the chickens and the hens, but she herself never used to slaughter those things to eat herself because they were like her animals.
Het hulle hoenepoot ook gehad?
No, not die hoenepoot nie. Not the hoenepoot, it was just the chicken itself, right? Coming back to Sunday, and then in the evening used to get the piece, the warm baked bread would come out of the oven.
Oh,
gebakte
brood.
It can actually taste gebakte brood.
You can taste it now.
I can taste it now.
Ja, maar as jy op die koolstof.
Die koolstof, die dowe koolstof kom dit uit.
Right.
En dan krijg je jou stuk, jy krijg jou roast potato daarop, jy krijg jou lekker stuk roast meat.
Kijk,
die kanala
was het nog nie geëet als 5 nie, ne?
En jy krijg jou beetroot salad, right? Nou sit ons om die radio, om die wireless.
Die wireless,
right?
Ja, nie die radio, die wireless.
Nou sit ons om die wireless, nou luister ons na creaking door. En ek sê, altyd vir die kinders, daar was creaking doors, daar was gewees squat cars. There were so many, and in die middag het ons geluister na Brug oor Satangsvallei.
Wat is dit?
Het was 'n Afrikaanse story. As die raid, het was 'n Afrikaanse story.
You're talking about Satan?
No. It was that was the name of the story, but it was an Afrikaanse story. It was a beautiful story. Ons het ook die tyd gekyk.
Het julle Engels gepraat die tyd dan?
Nee, Afrikaans. Afrikaans.
Okay.
Ja. So, nou, ek sê altyd vir die kinders, as jy vir vandag het hulle die phone, hulle die TV, die technology is so advanced.
Yeah.
But back then, we had to visualize. We had to think. Yeah. And that helped us become writers and great thinkers and great educators.
So you had to paint the picture.
We had to paint this picture in our memory, in our mind's eye. Hmm? And this is what makes us such intelligent people. Mm-hmm. And many of us maybe didn't finish, because look, then you could finish grade, I would say
Standard.
Yeah, because so, when I finished, I started nursing immediately.
You didn't work in the factory?
No, I didn't work. My mommy was a factory worker. She was a sample ironer.
Where? Sotography?
No. She worked for Derma Fashions and she worked for Treasure. And when the models used to come from overseas, she was the one. The boss used to select to iron that. By the Manelson Hotel. My mother, that's where she used to go and iron these people's attire.
But then, dan was auntie, just mean lam was green geweest?
Ons was nie green nie. People didn't earn much then.
You could afford.
Yes, people earn enough to survive.
Explain.
In a sense, look, my dad, he was first a walker, right? And then from there, he started working in the docks.
Yeah.
So his wages was not that wonderful. It was just for us to survive. My father used to give us, we never got pocket money. So if you were grand, then you would receive pocket money, right? We used to eat peanut butter and jam in the afternoon. And as ek soms moet gaan koop daai peanut butter binne daai 'n lunch paper, ek gaan my vingers eers daarin. En gooi by die huis kom maak ek dit mooi toe.
Hi. And what about state fit?
Okay, ek is nie a state fit person nie, but ons het geëet condensmelk op die brood.
Right.
Which was very nice. Dan was daar gewees die milk ice blocks wat ons geëet het. Right?
Ice blocks,
yes, hulle gemaak van condensmelk.
Hele koelheid gebruik nie?
No. Condensmelk en dan is hulle different colorings daar ingegooi. En dan is die ice blocks so een groot ice block.
Kijk hoe lekkerisjes het mond hang so op. Maar dat is hoe?
Dan betaal jy, dan gaan jy met 'n half sent, dan kry jy 2 groot ijsbloks.
No.
A halve sent vir twee tamai groot ijsbloks.
Toffee apple?
En toffee apple was goed, maar a halve sent. Kijk, had jy gegaan het naar die bioscoop dood.
Did you go to bioscoop?
My mother, let me tell you the story.
Yes.
And we have this also in the play. This is where he comes in.
Yes, tell us.
My mom and my daddy, hulle het religiously gegaan elke Sarah's was het die staarbuis. Sarah's Anne was het die staarbuis, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was 6 years old, but mm-hmm. ik het gelijk, as hulle my, as ons bike op doe gegaan het, dan het ek die klein botteltjes kook.
Yeah.
Ek was baie liever a dommie at that age.
A dommie. How old were you?
I was 6 years old. Dan gaan die botteltjes saam,
yeah.
Met die dommie.
Moet die dommie?
Right. Nou loop ons voorbij, nou die altijd gedink, maar hier sit die man altijd moet een brengpakkie. Okay. Nou sien jy die ouwens kom in,
uh-huh.
En dit word aangepas. Die brein pakkie, die cigar word aangepas.
Cigar? Right.
It's not cigars, cannabis. But it was like a false cigar in the Star Movie House.
No, you stayed in the DK territory. No.
I'm just telling you the facts, right?
Yeah.
No, thank you, but because to begin the calendar to what 7, 8, now you wonder. No, gaan hulle achter, nou, as die pakkie nou leeg is, nou gaan die lichte af, nou gaan die asje ook achter toe.
Uh-huh.
Nou krijg je die beautiful aroma.
Hoe die reik.
Die aroma krijg. But besides that, nou sien jy die mense kom in,
met
een voet skoen. Nou gaat die skoene op die seats wat bykend is. Die is gereserved. You cannot sit there. They're coming back later with that other good shoe.
Serious? What does the bicycle say now?
The Star Movie House.
The Star Movie House.
The Star Movie
House. With that, we'll go for the commercial break. And when we come back, Auntie Jasmina will tell you more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Luisteraars. Ja, Auntie Jasmina kan een lekker story vertel. Maar ek wil net ook vir jy sê, daar die prachtige dag van District 6, een mens kan nie net sit, jy moet vraag. Anders is het a one-way traffic thing. And that is why one should be patient before you just say something, en dan is jy spyt, dan sit jy met een rooi gezicht. Die ander ding is, daar is so baie. Boeta Rashad raak excited. Boeta Ibrahima raak excited. Lekrees is excited. Ek is excited. We want to know things. Why is this so important, Auntie Jasmina, to go down that? Explain that. Yes, 1790 says about the good old days of District 6. Waar is het nou? Ja, hier is een foto. Hier is een foto, een prachtige ene van Kalke. Van Kalke. You also have one. Auntie Jasmina, we live on air.
Yeah.
And we apologize to Boeta Rashad there. But you said that die tronk, daar was een tronk onder.
Yeah. Many years ago, the first prison was actually down in Jerengracht, but that was for the hardcore criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided short-term prisoners should be separated from them. And mm-hmm. that is when they built the Roland Street prison. That was in 1859. They built that prison.
Ooh, die vrou ken haar datum so. Sy moet ons 'n teacher wees, right?
The prison was built by ex-conman, ex-conman, and also foreigners coming into the country.
Yes.
The prison was also served as a landmark.
Yeah.
Ships and coming into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the Roland Street prison was named after Jacob Rochland.
Oh.
He came to South Africa on the ship Leyland in 1750.
Auntie Jasmina, jy gaat straf kree. Why are you hiding these facts? And the students at high school should know these things. Give it to me. Ek moet die kant sit en ek moet die kant sit. Let's go, my girl.
And then in
ek wil lekker kree die ene en jy sê, ja, klap, moet dan mag die daar so.
And then in 1990s, ironically, that was also November, and then in 1989, yeah. Also in November month,
the National Archives, yeah. they took over the building. So now people that have lived in District 6, they have all our history there, but not just our history, the history from the time Jan van Riebeeck came to our shores.
2647 says, that was the good old days. Everything so true. Yo, bringing back memories of yesteryear. Then there was the school bunking. Lots happened in that year. Children were naughty, but respectful.
Respectful, respect. So I do also have in the play. The play is not a musical play. It's about life in District 6.
Right.
And then from there, we move on to the forced removal to Hanover Park and restitution. So we also have in the play a bunking saga, where because kijk tijd het ons moest bij niet een lezen onze kop gaat.
Hi.
Oh, see, yeah.
No, sit far away from me. Kanala. Sit far away. Listen, die nita, yeah?
Oh, sit, listen.
Now, who can have a mean to nita?
Hulle is so lekker, en so lekker, so lekker sound gegeen, as hulle so gekrik.
Vertel ons, because die mense wil hier die waarheid, weet jy, vandag het ons die waarheid uitvind. Kom aan, Antie Jasmina.
Ja, en dan het...
My Krisha krap haar kop op nou. Ja.
En so ons het die banking ook, die pupil, want dit was ons pupil, nie studenten nie.
Ja.
Die pupil het gebank, because hulle het vir hom gemak, want hy het luister in sy kop. Dan kom die teacher huis toe my wis, en sy kom vraag, is hy by die huis? Mm-hmm. En dan sien hy van, hy dodge.
Met jou haar en so anders.
Hy dodge.
Ja, right.
En ek weet, tyd het, kijk die nurse, die toek moest kom na die skole toe.
Ja, okay.
En jy doe injection, en ek sê, hy lekker visie. Wow, gleed so op jou tong.
Nee.
Ja, let die visie, dan sy kry injection, maar ek sê, jy visie, om te soothe die pijn van die arm.
I am getting jealous by the minute here. You know too much. Go for it.
En ons het betaal a tikkie. Uh-huh. En as jy nie geëet het, hy tikkie het, hy het jou report teruggehou nie. Because jy het hard gewerk, en jy deserve die report.
Okay.
En as die teachers aangekom het, jyne, ek sit vir Casey neer, dan help ek net om die case te dra. Die was die respect en die liefde wat ons geet het vir sy teacher.
Nou kom net gauw na die Casey. Wacht na die nurse met die Casey,
okay.
Wat die elke keer gekom het.
Nee, vertel ons. Ons het die gewet as ons ouwe's pregnant was nie. Sê maar, hulle gaan een baba koop. Ons nog gesien, ook hulle wat vet.
Ja.
Maar ons, in onze tijd was service, children must be seen, not heard. So jy kan nie gequestion het nie.
Okay.
Ons kan nie eens gevraag hoe oud was onze ouders gewees, he? Because ek reed jou klap is nie op die sigheid. Right? So nou sien jy, okay, mama is nou vet. Nou sien jy, okay, mama leen die kooi. Nou sien jy, hier kom die nurse, Mary Casey.
Right.
Maar kyk die beauty na die district nurse.
Meis drol hier die case, ja.
Nee, dan sê, as sê, oma, die nurse het nou die baby gebring, hulle het nou net die baby van die bega, na die appie van die bega.
Het julle dit gegloed?
Ons het dit gegloed.
Go for it, go for
we,
it.
We believed it, because at the time, there was such innocence amongst us.
Yes,
a lot of things
innocent.
Were kept away from us, but I think also because of that.
So julle was die bus nie?
Ons was die bus nie, because,
okay.
Kyk, ons het geet ons huisdek in die marag, ne? Had jy uit die school gekom?
In die marag, ja.
In die marag,
in die marag,
in die marag,
ja.
In die marag, dan moet jy jou hem, het was in jou kouse.
Aye.
Ons was, my mami het gewek, my sussie het na ons gekyk, en sommige tye, na tyd, dan toe moet ek ook kos gemaakt het. Mami het gesê, sondags, ek gaan nou kos maak, kom kyk, jy was die gewysie. Jy moet gegaan het en kyk het. Eendag toe sê mami vir my, sy lus of vir sago kos. Ek het nie gesien, die vrou maak sago kos nie. Want ook, sy het gesê, sy die sago in die water, en as het nou lekker swel, en jou vlees is lekker gesmoor, dan sê jy dit, en jou attepels is bietjie sag, as jy dit in, so begaan Allah. Ek gooi in die sago, ek roe, daar sit die lippel sit vast in die pot, ek het te veel sago in gegooi.
Okay, nou sê net vir my die, as een mens nou naar die girl die meisie gaan visiten,
right.
En dan wil hulle ons nou weet waar kon jy vandaan, wie is jou assal? Did you experience that also
very
that
important.
Time? Tell us about
man,
but it.
Nou, die mooiste van die is my skoonboeie het geblei in Hosliestraat.
Okay.
My oma het moes ook in Hosliestraat.
Nou, hoe die boeren die girlie gesien dan? In die selfde pad?
Nou,
my skoon boeie was achter my auntie because she was most beautiful.
Ek bring al die secrets uit nou hier so.
Alles gaan maar ningal, ne?
Gaan maar ningal, okay. Nee, maar is mooi, ne?
Alles gaan maar ningal.
Oh, they really loved him. Sy was beautiful, mashallah.
Beautiful.
Carry on, carry on.
Right? En toe was hy nou een beetje achter haar geweest, wat sy het gelijk nou mooi oudjes. Die oud was ook mooi. Boy, beautiful eyes gehad. Maar sy nog prefer an Indian person which okay. She got married to him, yeah. Right? Because her asal is Indian, right?
Okay, her asal
is
Indian.
Yeah.
Okay,
her asal. To move us was nou allemaal Hanover Park, to, right?
Right.
En my man het langs aan ons gekom. Anders sal ek hier man nou nog sieke gehad, because ons kan nie rond geloop het.
Okay.
Hy het langs aan ons gekom en so het hy ons vir hulle sê, ai, vir my geai.
Right, okay, geai. Okay, nou right? Hoe die story toe gewees? Okay. Hoe is die story gewek? Kijk, hulle gaat om ons nou question.
Ja, ja, ja.
Heb je questions gevraagd?
Ja, okay. Ek kan nie sommer in die huis gekom het. Het was een hele, pikse hele paar maanden. Maar ons het nie mekaar by gesien nie.
Nou,
maar toe sê,
hoe weet die story?
Because Boeja was baie strik gewees. Boeja was very strik gewees. As ek nou een, my ek gaan nou move gauw weg. My broer het somtijd gestaan op die hoek.
Okay.
Hulle was schoolboys geweest. Toe sê my boeja vir hom, ek woon vir jou, Nasmi. Julle staan nou op die hoek. Morgen en morgen dan sê julle is een gang. However, julle innocently daar staan. Hy was ook baie bang vir boeja.
Okay.
Maar hy het nog altijd gaat staan op die hoek. Een gaat maar staan,
ja.
Gaat staan. En
gaat staan,
gaat staan op
ja,
hoek.
Right,
gaat staan,
okay.
Ja. Toe sien, I seen to
for you are enchantment.
I seen to for right? Boeja and I halop. I stoof son is een Crockett and Jones.
Hy is daar die skoene waar hulle gehad het.
Greenskoene, ja. Greenskoene,
okay.
Ja.
Right.
Hy halop, hy is toe. Papa kom, en papa het gesê, enig iets gebeur, naast me, as hulle veel ja, whatever, but it was very quiet, hy het in die handbak, jy halop voorbij die huis, hy het ek weet jy nie waar, jy blij nie, because niemand gaat hier in die huis halop hier. Toe kom Boeja, toe sê Boeja, ek wist jou krokket en jou, ek het jou klaar gesien al.
Allah,
maar toe kry
jy
pak. Toe kry jy pak.
Ons gaan nou foto's klop sit kom. Ek wil net weet nou, ons wil terugkom. Na die kerel wat langs die huis gewin het.
Okay.
Hoe het hy in die huis gekom?
Ok, en toe na een lang tyd, toe sê hy, nee, het kan nie so aangaat, die hy wil nou kom, toe sê ek, jyne, my pa is baie strik, but anyway, kom maar.
Right.
En toe, Traboeja, wat is jou naam? Wie is jou pa? Wie is jou ma? Wie is jou ma se pa?
Lama da, wie se kind is hy?
Amal die dinge.
Right?
En die selle toe hy nou vir my huis toe neem, toe was het nou die selle story.
Nou, maar hoe mean auntie, just mean nou, toe hy vir my huis toe neem? Waar julle vandaan gekom?
Nee, wat is ons in die Hanover Park? Hy was nou eerste gekom vir Boeja vraag. Toe,
ja.
Want Boeja agree, toe sê, okay, Boeja agree, want hy
ja.
Nie so maar geniem het vir my,
ja.
Om vir my te introduce, nou sy ouwe voor Boeja nie ja gesê het hy. Toe gaat ons mos nou na sy huis toe, en toe kom het mos nou uit van die auntie en allemaal die dinge, en toe sê my
school, parents were strict, they got hiding on time, your time was your time, and there were times for everything. Don't talk about the homework, you don't go out until your work is done, everything was cheap back then, you could not go out easily, so
absolutely.
How did you manage to meet him?
Okay, but then I was already at work.
We on the romantic side, leave the work. Sabanza, Lord's Day, right? So I want to know now.
Okay, so I met him when he came to the neighbors next door, but I didn't know, I ate the uchi for my knee. So it was just after
know.
A while,
yeah,
I discovered. And we married for 42 years, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So it was love at first sight.
It was love at first sight. No, who made the love at first sight? Explain. So he said to you, but he had to come to Boeja.
No, he first came to Boeja, and from there we went to his parents.
Yeah, but Boeja nie from her question. What did Boeja from her friend?
Wat is jou naam?
Ja.
Wie is jou ma? Wie is jou pa? Wie is jou ma se ma? Wie is jou pa se pa?
Amal
wat,
die!
Ja, wat die, doen jy?
Alle gevalle, ja.
Wat doen jy?
Oh, het jou gewerkt, dat het dan?
Ja, Boeja wil amal die dinge gewet het.
En, kan ons maar vraag die oude ding, hoeveel kan het
ja,
vrouw?
Ik was gewis 18.
18, ja, oké. Okay.
Ik was 18 en ja. Hij was gewis 21.
Oké, okay, mooi, ja, mooi, mooi ja. Koppel, ja. Ja. Oké, okay, en toen?
Ja, en toen zei ik, oké, boeja is de vrede.
De vrede.
De vrede.
Ja, boeja moet de vrede
wees. Boeja moet de vrede wees, en toen gaat het nou
toen naar zijn. Toen die oude is gekend toe.
Ja, toen zei boeja, want ik praat ons niet straat. Toen zei boeja, maar ik ken jou boeja. Ik ken nog niet jou mama nie, maar ik ken jou boeja.
Right.
En toen boeien nog een beetje tevreden gevoel, because daar is een connection nou.
Daar is een connection.
En diezelfde wat ons nou omgaat naar zijn mensen, toen wat hij nou van mij introduced, okay. En hulle woon nou, ek is moet je gaan Gigi's hoenis, de kleinkind, okay. Toen staat ook nou tevredenskap.
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 Nou, die tijd, hoe was die breire? Het hulle lang, het hulle gaat vraag, het in die huis gekom, wat daar keesie gebrand, is het waar?
Kijk, dit het hulle moest die ouders moet bij die ouders was present geweest dat hulle moest kom visit.
Nee?
Right? Aye. Die ouders was gevaarlijk streek geweest. Gevaarlijk streek was die ouders.
Gevaarlijk streek?
Gevaarlijk streek was hulle geweest.
En dan het die ouders gesit in die gaselskap.
En ek dink die, as ons die terugbring, then we would have so much respect and we would have so much beauty. Uh-huh. Because dan vertel hulle soma vir jou, hulle geef jou soma daar die waasje ook, yeah. Hoe jy moet leven, hoe jy moet wees, uh-huh. En jy leer altijd, dat is hoe ek vandag had hulle, uh-huh. Hulle gaan vandag marriage classes toe,
yeah.
Dat ons, ouwes, hulle het vir ons geleer.
Oh, because bullseye.
Hulle het vir ons geleer, because hulle het goed geliewe. So, right. So they, kijk, vandag die mama is die ene, sy is die teacher,
ja.
Sy is die ma, sy is die leader.
Sy is toekoekie dinge. Sy is toekoekie dinge. Ja, sy, and with that we go for a commercial break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ek kan nie op aan die mense, ek het musiek en alles gehad en alles is by die dee uit. Moet die romantic story van die Assal en Suman. Lucretia sê, sy het net van haar oos gesê, nee, jy gaat trouw. Sy het nie nog hy gesê, sy nie. Gaan ons gauw luister, met haar asad, net so vir een voorsmaakie. Let's go for it.
Oh, that it is love. And this place could be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you'll feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space to make a better the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. Yeah, if you want to know why. There's a love that cares.
And that is true. Beloved listeners, Zain Beaker, alhamdulillah, for a better place, because this is what, why I enjoyed, and that Butara Shat now is gonna use, he's gonna use Auntie Jasmine against me, because he's been looking for a weapon for so long. And yeah, salam buta mahdi buta rashad, technicus dins, Auntie Jasmina, as well as amal in die gaste in die hart. Ek is 'n jong kerel en lyk hierdie program geskiedenis, buta mahdi, wil pad wees van Auntie Jasmine se hooggroep soekeran. Hulle is julle skelme uit in Soutrafie en ek skakel in van Elsie's Rivier. Slamat, shukran for that one. Let's go to 6180 in this Roots interview today, and last week's going to be podcast. No problem. Yes, it is. They will definitely ask for that. And then, of course, there's an, I like it when Buta Mahdi, what did I know we had done? I like it when Buta Mahdi says, Kanalla. No, it's Karna Allah. That is the term. Or Kiran, Kiran na Allah. So it is on those Bahasa, Indonesian. But us praat nou weer, wat want ons gepraat van die Jasmin?
Okay, ons het gepraat van die respect. Because kijk, yeah. Dit was most of this, my child is your child. And yeah. Your child is my child. And unfortunately, that is no more.
Okay.
The other thing also I want to say is, if you play outside and you act out of character, and Auntie Susie of Auntie any sin, sy geef jou 'n pak. En dit jy gaan vanaan na mama toe en sê, Auntie, en het jou geslat, ek krijg jou nog 'n pak. Because the neighbor had the right to hit you, to spank you in a good way when you acted out of character.
Hulle was jou mommies en daddies dat mama nie die ekte gewisset.
And I also want to say, I went to St. Mark's school. I went to church for 7 years and I loved each moment. We used to go on a Friday.
Yeah.
Always
Jesus
we used to go
loves
on a,
me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so.
Ah, say. Okay, was a woman there. So was amal hier het gesing. You had to be home at a certain time, say
absolutely,
somebody here.
Absolutely.
But you were talking about
I'm talking
the
about the going to school. I went to St. Mark's school,
yes.
Right? The school belonged to the Anglican Church.
Okay.
So on a Wednesday, we used to walk because they used to walk in the street.
Yes.
Yeah. So on a Friday or Thursday we would go to mass for two hours. And at the time this Father Da Costa, he played a pinnacle role in District 6.
Explain.
When he was a very big man, right?
No.
And this is where the respect of the gangsters comes in.
Okay.
Right? This man, he was very tall, very big build. He used to come to the dairy opposite us, buy his bread, used to carry the bread without the wrapper. When the DKs and the Starlucks, when they were at Loggerheads. When they were at Loggerheads, we would call Father Da Costa. And Father Da Costa would come and stand in the middle of those two gangs and say, there's no fighting.
Hi.
Hand over your weapons and go home. And this is what this is precisely what they would do. The gangsters, this is the respect. This is the respect.
Did this really happen?
Really, you can ask anyone.
You can't do this in Animal Park.
They have no respect
the
for no one.
The gangsters is now 9 years old.
Yes, but you know what? The gangsters were elderly men, not children. Not youngsters.
Yeah, they jamans geblink, soos Rashad, like they jamans.
Let me tell you about my uncle that used to wear the polish shoes.
Yeah. The
respect, no absolute respect. They were remarkable people, I must say. They protected you, even young people that went dancing, they would take you to your house. This is the respect these people have, and I mean I take my hat off to them. But coming back to my
the Globe Gang,
Amo Fanella, there was absolute respect,
right?
And that was important in this, the respect, tolerance, giving and sharing, right? So hy het gelyk na gat na die klaps toe, dan het 26 toe vraag my ma van my mylie, jou blink altyd, man, hoe kom blink het? Toe sê Fousie, ek sit my voet so lekker onder die tafel, dan kan ek sien elke pentje onder die tafel.
Allah! Auntie, nee, wat er is aan, sê het my pad van die vrouw aan.
Okay.
Now, tell us, and that is where we're going to just take a turn around. Tell the listeners why they must come and see your play, because even ek en Butarashad oos bukal nou oos a tickets al. Tell the listeners these beautiful stories you being bringing back to them. Tell them, Auntie Jasmina, first of all, where are you going to start off? First, with the dates.
Okay, our first performance is in 2 weeks' time on the 17th of November at 5 o'clock.
17th November at 5 o'clock.
Yes, at the Zonnebloem Nest.
At Zonnebloem.
Yes.
Okay.
And then from there, we on the 14th and 15th, we're going to the District 6 home. Coming.
14, 15, you said 17. Yeah.
No, the 17 is our first performance at the Nest.
Now, which 14 and 15?
December.
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 Okay,
December.
There you are.
it's a 7 o'clock show and a 4 o'clock show at the district's homecoming center. And then from there we going to work up on the 13th.
Yes.
And from there we going 13th of January. And then that's on a Sunday, also at 4 o'clock, and from there we going to, oh sorry, I forgot the Baxter. The Baxter is also December from the 20th until the 22nd.
Okay.
Now
there's a lot of questions, but very, very important to each and everyone that comes from wherever they come during this holiday period. Your contact number, very important. Do you have a contact number?
Yes, it's 083-691-221-3232.
Repeat it, please.
083-691-221-3232.
If they ask you for any stories, Auntie Jasmine, remember you are part and parcel of Voice of the Cape. Tarashat, Rexu, you don't give them any stories. They come to the show.
They have to come and watch the show.
You are now a member of Voice of the Cape because they Rashat had lang al gesoek iemand om vir my op my plek te sit. You know, hy kry nik lekker. That is, so repeat the number, 083-691-2232. Your first show was 17 November.
Yes, at 4 o'clock.
At 4, yes, that is 17. Zonnebloem, okay.
Yeah.
Your next one is in December.
It's also December the 14th and the 15th, the homecoming district 6.
When is your Baxter?
Baxter is the 20th until the 22nd of December as well.
Okay, and that's Baxter.
Yeah,
theater.
Baxter.
And they can book via, how can they
web
book?
Web tickets, or they can contact me because we're also going to be selling tickets. A pensioners is 100 rand.
Books were in a plastic bag and then a repeat there of the contact number. Give it to us again.
083-691-2232.
Auntie Jasmina, I must say to you and your cast, this is authentic. This is real. This is what I was looking for such a long time. I've had many people on interview, but this lady is a piece of gold. And I want you to give her a hand. Give her a big one. Because this is what we need. And why are you hiding this? Shouldn't it be in a book for the students?
I'm
if
going
they want to, learn about...
Because I feel our history must
that's
be told.
That's only District 6.
Yes.
Because there's still Green Point.
Yes.
There's dock cottages.
Yes, there's dock cottages.
There's Hanover Park.
There's tramways.
There's tramways
there's,
also.
There's
Black River.
Black River. Yes, and there's a nice story there.
No, give us just quickly an appetizer because you're coming back here.
Okay, we were talking about the Princess Flay.
Yeah, Princess.
Right, Princess
give
Flay.
Give us,
there,
yes.
There was it's named after a princess, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The French, they docked there.
Uh-huh.
And speculation was the captain,
uh-huh,
he violated the princess and he murdered her.
Uh-huh. That
was part
you
of...
You know
of
all these bisahaters? And I must say to you from outside, Auntie Jasmina, and your cast, nou kan julle allemaal, wacht, hier is nog een ene wat deekom, allemaal boebe drink.
Die
boebe. Was hy nog daar bij die gadatmelk en so aan? En die meangstokkie. Kijk, as hulle die blister daar het hulle daar soekie blister.
En my boeie het elke toondrag, het hy die meang en roebaan, dat gaat hy in elke hoekie.
Ja, maar hoekom het hy nie vir hulle uitgejaai die billetklap nie? Hy moet dit daar uitgeblaas het. Ja, kijk mense, die tyd, die eerglas is besig om uit te loop. And this just mean shukran 1,000 times.
You're welcome,
I'm certain the listeners is enjoying it. And nou luisteraar, sy is uitgekontrakteer aan stem van die Kaap, Voice of the Cape. This is a gem. Dis 'n lewendige encyclopedia wat hier rondstap. En ons kan dit nie verloor nie. And this just mean, jy gaan nie vir ons nie sê nie, ek het jou regtig ontdek. To you, Lucretia, a big shukran to you.
Pleasure.
Right. And to you, Shireen, shukran.
Pleasure.
All right. Tyron,
Thank you.
Shukran, and big shukran to you and Clinton. Thank you so much. You're welcome anytime to come and pop in, because this is what we want. We want to go down memory lane, and we also want to be reminded, all our students at high schools all over, Hanover Park, Mount View, name it, about our history and our unsung heroes and heroines. This is why it's so important that we have roots at Voice of the Cape. You know why we have roots? Isn't that so, Auntie Jasmina?
Oh, yes, definitely.
This is
definitely
a gem. 6180 says to you also, coming up here on the screen, ek wil net ek sukkel om nou die goed uit te kry. It's a gem, a living human treasure. Kami, my beloved friend, he's also a researcher, he's Kami Rudin, and Kami, it is true that this woman sitting here, give her another applause. If you want to hear more and meet Auntie Jasmine, meet what is real to each and every one of us, beloved listeners, then I can't otherwise say, especially holding my hand, Buta Rashad, a big shukran to you, my beloved friend. A big shukran to Buta Ibrahim for getting so excited. A big shukran for the listeners. Wanneer kan ek, he's no nog een, Buti, ek kan vir jou ander iets sê. You can't just join me, you've got to get some training. Buta Rashad will tell you. A mens stapie somme in by stem van die Kaap nie. Hier het ons iemand soos Auntie Jasmine, and ons gaat vastklou aan haar. And therefore, we live a listener supporter on the 17th of November, and the cause supporter on 14th, 15th December, 20th, and the 22nd. And with that, I'll have to close this. And shukran for availing yourself. Yamani la Kareem. I leave you in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'awana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In the entire human race, there are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. Yeah. If you want to know why, there's a love that can't last. Love is strong, it only cares for joy, for giving. We try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. Fear or dread, we stop existing and start living. Then it feels it always. Love's in a force growing. So make a better world. Make a better world. Heal the world. Make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. In the dream we were conceived in, will reveal a joyful face. And the world we once believed in will shine again in grace. Then why we keep strangling life on this earth, crucifying soul? Though it's plain to see, this world is heavenly. Because
the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.